the podcast with everything paranormal. This is the 222 Paranormal Podcast. Love that song.
Who is that?
That is Crud.
And from where?
Their second album, and the song is Die With Me, I believe. It just says Die With when I had to cut it down to fit it in the little space on the computer here.
I see.
But it's that's Crud, one of Dana's bands.
Very nice.
Yeah.
I like Crud. Kind of techno, hard Detroit rock. Rock and roll.
Dock and roll. Duck and roll.
Docks and roll.
Docks and roll.
We're already going down that rabbit hole. This is the kind of show it's going to be today, kids.
So I understand that you had something happen in the house again.
Okay, so you know, guys, I love to update you on all the paranormal activity that's been happening in my little casa. Mi casa.
Yeah.
Mi casa. So the other night I got home from work. I had stopped over to parents, check on the parents, come home exhausted. You know how it is.
Mm-hmm.
I leave the house super early in the morning. I don't get home till late. I'm exhausted. I work like a beast. Wash my face, brush my teeth, go to get ready to get in bed. Just lay down in bed. I had the TV on, but the sound wasn't on. You know how you just have it on just for, check out what's going on in the world because you're gone all day.
The Olympics.
Yeah. Sit down in the bed and in my bedroom, it's an old house. It was built in 1935. So, you know, it's probably, 80 years old?
You want me to do math?
Yeah.
This early in the morning.
Okay, so it's 82 years old, I think.
All right.
Okay, so they have long, skinny closet doors because they didn't have a lot of clothes back then. So the closets are very tiny.
Okay.
You know, so it's probably like 16 to 18 inches wide door. And they're like wooden doors and they're kind of ornate and then they have crystal door handles. Now you have to shut them really hard to shut them.
Okay.
To, so the latch latches. And I can't sleep if the doors are open ever. It drives me crazy. So before I go, you know, and I don't open them all the time because I just don't. I use my other bedroom as my closet. So it's not like I'm in and out of there all the time.
Okay.
So the door's closed, shut tight, because I always make sure they're shut tight before I go to sleep. The door handle jiggles and it pops open. I'm like, holy crap. So I don't know if somebody just wanted attention or what's going on with
something.
My spirit that's in my house. They just want to say hello or whatever. But, you know, I'm like, why don't you do something useful? Like, you know. Clean up or something.
Yeah.
Jeez, please. And it's funny because I about jumped a foot. I thought maybe my ladder had fallen over in my bathroom because I had the ladder behind the bathroom door because I'm trying to take the wallpaper down, which I started about 4 months ago and haven't even touched since. If anybody does wallpaper, let me know. I just need it gone.
So if there's any Australian pilots out there that
hush. You hush your mouth. Dang it. Okay. So anyways, so that's my paranormal activity of the week.
Jen's paranormal activity of the week.
Yeah.
It's a weird phenomenon.
Phenomenon. Boop, phenomenon. Boop, boop, doo, 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 doo. Phenomenon. Do, 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 do. Do you like phenomenon. What I sing?
Do, 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 do. It's a weird phenomenon.
I know. God,
all right, back on track.
He's a rabbit hole. But anyway, so yeah, you know, it's funny. We were talking about sitting in bed watching TV. Like, I'm having this epic issue with my cable right now.
Okay.
I can't watch my shows, so I got to take my cable boxes over to the cable company because both of the boxes won't stay on, and it's driving me up the freaking wall. But, you know, I want to watch my ghost shows, Joe.
Oh.
So let's...
Well, this is a very interesting topic because both of us are in the entertainment industry, and we know what goes on to make TV shows and radio shows and stuff. And it's been coming up a lot on Facebook and stuff about how these TV shows are the way that it is when a ghost hunt really is going on. And it's like, we really know that it's not.
So everybody's probably, I mean, if you are listening to this, you've seen one of the paranormal TV mm-hmm. shows, and if you haven't, what the heck's wrong with you? But, you know, there's so many of these shows out now, and it's a huge success.
Yeah.
I mean,
and it's bringing a lot of value to a lot of people, but
are they real or fake?
And that's what we're talking about, is how many shows are fake, how many of them are scripted, how many are, you know, and you don't know. But so let's talk a little bit about the ones that we grew up on, was In Search Of with Leonard Nimoy.
Yes, that kind of started the whole, you know, strange, it started with Twilight Zone.
Twilight Zone was, you know, yeah.
Even though that was science fiction.
Yeah.
You know, but they're, you know, art's imitated by real life. So when In Search Of came out, and what did you say,
1977 actually came out. Yeah.
That was kind of a surgence of people wanting to understand the mysteries of life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was a lot of egyptology, I guess you would call it,
yeah.
Like discoveries coming out then. A lot of UFO activity, because President Jimmy Carter in the 70s claimed, and he even wrote a letter that's documented, that he wrote a letter stating that he saw a UFO
mm-hmm.
long, I think, before he was president, when he was governor. So it just kind of started that whole what's out there
moment. Like an upsurgence of people that are more interested in this. And as we know, the one that really just rocketed all this to where it is now is Ghost Adventures. First show came out October 17th, 2008.
I remember watching
2008.
It. 2008. I know.
Ah, it's so long ago.
It does. It's so weird because, you know, it's 2018, so it's been on the air for 10 years. This has been in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, why does time go so fast? I don't want to get older. I don't want to. But, it's interesting because, like, when we were watching In Search Of, it was so mysterious.
Mm-hmm.
Your minds were blown. I think people were just so over these 70s sitcoms.
Yeah.
You know, it's just almost like they were insulting our intelligence as TV watchers.
Yeah.
Because it's this, you know, canned laughter type Love Boat shows and Fantasy Island and all that stuff.
It's like canned applause.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Oh, yeah.
I mean, come on. Are we really this good?
Thank you. Yes. Yes, we are.
I had that ready. But no, it's seriously, though, since these shows have popped up and people are more into it and more open to talking about it, I mean, we wouldn't be here right now, if these shows weren't on the air, because, we watch the shows mm-hmm. and we're getting more interested in it. And
yeah, and you know, interesting, just the historical part of, like, as TV, you know, it had been around for 20, 25 years at that time. But, you know, looking for new and interesting content
mm-hmm.
and people were traveling more,
yeah.
You know, like we were commercially flying so we could go to some of these strange and unusual and mysterious places that they were talking about, like the pyramids of Egypt mm-hmm. or Chichen Itza, you know, Sedona. You know, different places where they were experiencing this type of Bigfoot activity, UFOs. Yeah.
It's bringing it out into the limelight.
Yeah.
In the mainstream stuff of TV and just everything.
Being more accepted, too. You know, it's like then into the 80s, we had Unsolved Mysteries.
Yeah.
Which was really, you know, took a very scientific approach, even though it was a television show, and I'm sure there was some, you know, artistic license to it.
Well, yeah.
Still really thought-provoking type shows about, you know, maybe the Loch Ness Monster, mm-hmm. people disappearing, like strange disappearances, that kind of thing.
You know, like I said, in October 17, 2008, Ghost Adventures came on the air. Everybody just, right away, it was a hit.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we talk about real or fake. Now, it's like a fine line because it is real, but it is also TV. It has to have that grab.
Right.
It has to pique your interest. A lot of people don't understand what it actually takes to go into a paranormal investigation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know that talking to a lot of the groups that we deal with, you're talking weeks to months before they even walk on the property. Mm-hmm. You know, there's interviews and stuff. And it's the same way with the TV shows. They have location scouts that go out looking for the places. And they have to be TV worthy. They have to be interesting. You're not going to go to a place and, you know, it's, okay, this person's house, they have some activity in it, you know. Mm-hmm. No, it's got to be sensationalized. Well, so it piques our interest and keeps us watching every week.
And you have to understand, Hollywood is a machine.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about making money. So if they have an idea, whether it's a new idea or a recycled idea, there's a certain formula to every reality show. Because reality shows truly are not reality. Now, maybe Cops, because it's kind of like, you know, live footage.
Yeah.
Like things that happen. But there is an element of scriptation, I guess you would call it.
Yeah, because you watch
to most reality shows.
Like the new one that's out, Live PD.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of boring. But you watch Cops and it's always that
chase or
but
who's to say they're not doing hundreds and hundreds of hours of video? And it's funny because Detroit, they wanted to go into Detroit, the show Cops, and Detroit wouldn't let them.
Okay,
said it's too dangerous. There's too much real shit going on. I just said that word. Too much real stuff going on that
they wouldn't allow them.
Yeah. Well, you know, people are getting shot every single day in Detroit. Every single day. There is a shooting.
Mm-hmm.
And I always ask my nephew, because he's a cop in Detroit, and I say, you ever see any ghosts? He's like, all the time.
Yeah.
There's a ghost every day. I was like, okay. So, you know, I've tried out for a couple of reality shows when I lived in Hollywood.
Yeah.
I tried out for Who Wants to Marry a Prince. I didn't make it. I was too short. It was too short. But yeah, you know, like I applied for a show that's actually applied. What was that?
That's just my ghost.
I'm making a banging noise. It was just a big bang. And Joe's house. See, they're trying to get your attention, Joe. It's not just at my house.
Nah, I'm used to it.
So I applied for Joe and I to be on this show through Pilgrim Films, they do Ghost Hunters.
Okay.
So they had the new show coming out. It was going into celebrities to ghost hunt.
Yeah.
And I looked at, it's coming out. So I looked at it and it looks so cheesy. I'm like, really? You gotta have real paranormal investigators.
Yeah.
But now you want some parody of a paranormal investigator. Mm-hmm. You know, some young millennial who's it irritates me.
Oh, look at the ghost.
It's like, literally, I got scared. I'm like, really? That's what people don't want to see. That they want to see true investigation.
Exactly.
And maybe some people do. I don't know. You know, like I watch them. You mm-hmm. watch them.
Yeah.
It's entertaining.
Yeah. And let's talk about Ghost Adventures for one thing. I mean, I love the show. I watch it every week.
Yeah.
You know, but
you just watch it because the hair comes on it.
That's right. And his sexy hair, which his hair has not changed since 2008.
A little bit.
Yeah. So, but every week.
The whole show on Zach Bagans' hair.
Every week, it's so exciting because so much happens. And it's not like that. I mean, that show takes literally, they're on set for a week.
Mm-hmm. Or longer.
You're getting on set at 7 in the morning. I know that the location scouts come out, and then they also have the camera crews show up weeks in advance mm-hmm. and do tons of B-roll.
Right.
But it's just not, people see these shows.
It doesn't happen like that.
Yeah, people see these shows and they think that you go into a location and right away you're having things happen and this and this, and it's not. I mean, we've been in locations where things happen a lot.
Yeah.
But we've also been in those locations that 8 hours of sitting in the dark and hearing one noise or getting one EMF.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we've had those nights.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of luck of the draw. Ghosts don't come out on command. But, you know, it's interesting, too, when I did ghost hunt with Zach Bagans and Nick and Aaron many moons ago. It was 2009. Oh, my God. That was like 10 years ago. I just have a different opinion about that. You know, like Nick and Aaron were really, really super nice. They were very approachable.
I would love to hang out with Aaron sometime.
I would too. He just looks like a cool dude. He was so sweet. But they were serious about investigating. We were at Mansfield Prison. which is, you know, very famously been on most of the shows.
Mm-hmm.
And they did take it seriously. It wasn't like, and they weren't filming the TV show. This was just a, you know, like a meet and greet type thing. And then a ghost hunt. And it was very interesting, you know, even to watch that at that time. And I don't know if he still does that, you know, if he only just does it for the show or if he really goes and investigates anymore.
I think he does. I really do.
But it was interesting how he did take it seriously at that mm-hmm. time. And you know, it was expensive to do that, but it was worth it because it was like a lifetime experience. Yeah. And we did experience things.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I was wondering. You know, we watched the shows, and I know when, you know, I mean, we've been on a couple of TV shows, but nothing major. We were on Jiminy Glick. Do you remember that?
No.
We were in Hollywood, we went and we were on Jiminy Glick.
Oh my God, I forgot all about that.
When I just wonder about these ghost hunting shows, if they do takes or if they just roll.
So there was one show where the guy had the K2 in his hand and he had a watch on. It was going off. And then in the next scene, he's holding the same K2, but his watch wasn't there.
Oh, okay.
So
obviously that was a second take.
Yeah.
Third, fourth,
or edited in.
Yeah, because I watch these shows and I understand how the industry works and all that. And I understand that a half hour show literally takes a week to make.
Mm-hmm.
But with these shows, I know I'm going to have to talk to some of these guys, how they work behind the mm-hmm. scenes, but you just wonder, are they going into a room? Okay, you walk into the room and get scared and then turn around and come back. And now let's do that again with this camera angle, you know?
Yeah. How many cameras are in there? And how much electricity is running through the rooms? Mm-hmm. Because they, you know, some of them are in places with no electricity, but, you know, they'd have to
run in power for the lighting and stuff. I know the Dead Files.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm not that hip on the show. Okay. I know.
Is it the format or is it just like the way they?
I think it is the format that I don't like.
Present the evidence.
It's the same thing every week.
They went in Toledo for 10 days.
Yeah.
Just like a week ago.
A week ago. Yeah. And it was sick. So.
I know. We were in Florida and they were here.
Yeah.
And then we came home. We were sick. I wanted to go down and, you know, kind of mm-hmm. stalk them, but I had to do that on Twitter, but I didn't get any response.
But anyhow, I was watching an episode of when they were in Toledo last time.
Mm-hmm.
They came in and they did a show and they called it the Demon War.
Demon War.
Yeah. That actually was in 2014. So that was a couple years ago. Yeah. But anyhow, I was watching one of the episodes and being a photographer, I know to watch camera angles and stuff. And they're doing a basement scene, and I counted at least four different camera angles while they were doing the scene.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even like the one part, they were in a basement, and the girl said, well, behind that door is where the energy is coming from, and the guy that's in the show kind of walked over there, and she's like, oh, don't do that. And then the next scene is him opening the door, but the camera's inside. So they had to stop, film him walking up to the door, stop, put the cameraman in the closet, film out of the closet. You know what I mean?
Saying, yeah.
So it kind of makes you wonder how many takes they do. I would love to get on set of one of these shows. I've never been on set
mm-hmm.
of a ghost hunting show, but I would love to do it. But the thing is, like Ghost Adventures, you can tell that they set up static cameras.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell that while they're filming, they're the only ones actually filming.
Yeah. And, you know, it'd be interesting to talk to like the sound and the camera people to mm-hmm. see, have they ever experienced anything? Because they're not there to ghost hunt. They're there just to do a job of like holding the mic boom or whatever.
I do know that on Ghost Adventures, their static camera girl, basically their photographer,
mm-hmm.
she actually quit because of all the activity that was going on.
Oh, didn't she have something happen down in Texas at that bridge or something? And
she got an attachment.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like I want to take it with a grain of salt because I know some of them are just...
Some of them are very hokey.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
And doing the research before we did the show, I was trying to get on YouTube and I typed in the worst ghost hunting show ever. You know they're out there.
Did our show come up? No.
Yeah, 222 Paranormal kept coming up. I don't know what. And we're not even a video.
That's funny. But, you know, there are some that it just kind of makes me mad, because there are some, you know, the shows that I really, really like, and I think they're really trying to put out serious evidence.
Yeah.
And then you got these like spin-off shows that people are just trying to ride the wave and make money. They don't care about doing paranormal. It's a parody of the paranormal. And that drives me nuts.
And they have seasons to where people are watching the shows and thinking that that's the way it is. I mean, maybe there are people out there just understand it's entertainment.
Yeah.
You know, but I talked to so many people that live and die by these shows, and I'm like, get off the couch and go investigate yourself.
Yeah. Find your own evidence.
Mm-hmm.
Until you experience it. Yeah, you might get scared watching one of the shows. And there's been times that I was like, you know, watching Ghost Adventures and something really, really spooky happened. And I got scared, you know, like.
Did you go, bro?
Dude. I got scared for them because they got scared. You know what I mean? And it's like.
But that's it. That's the show. Yeah. That's, you know, that's why they do it. And you've got the music playing in the background that sometimes you don't even hear, but it gets that atmosphere going.
Yeah, you wonder if, like, when you do go into some of these locations, or you wonder if they are pumping out any kind of low-frequency hertz.
Oh, yeah, we've talked about that.
Yeah.
You know, these places that
like you can't
claim to be haunted that have ghost hunts every single night, but yet, if that was the case, there would be pure scientific evidence coming out of these locations.
Yeah. And I don't know. I like them. I like to watch certain ones. Like the ones I liked kind of like the ones that recreate it. So, you know, it's
fake, but it's recreated. So you understand what it actually happened.
Right. Like Most Haunted or The Haunting of. I really like those. But one I kind of liked, which I just wonder because it's celebrity ghost stories where the celebrities talk about their experiences that they've had, but they're actors. So are they acting, or did this truly happen to them? And, you know, because Hollywood is a strange place.
I kind of wonder about that too, because
there's a lots of haunting.
There is. I mean, look at just your street alone, where the street you lived on.
Yeah.
You know, you've actually had paranormal activity happen on that street.
Yeah, just, it was Beechwood.
Uh-huh.
It's the street that leads up to the Hollywood sign. You know, I had an experience with the Black Dahlia.
Yeah.
There. That was very interesting. part of me wants to go back to LA.
Yeah.
Because now knowing what I know about paranormal activity and investigating kind of makes me want to go back.
Mm-hmm. You know, and that's being in the limelight like that. And the emotion that you're seeing, I mean, you think about, okay, the emotion on set, the emotions of the fans, you know, all that, it's got to get to these people. And one of the really bad examples of that was the Constantinos.
Yeah, so sad.
You know, that September 22nd, I think it was. And I don't remember, it was, what was it, 2 years ago now?
Almost 3 years. Yeah, it'll be 3 years in September. You know, everybody, they were very famous for their Spirit Speaks website. And their big thing was capturing EVPs.
Yeah.
They were kind of like the go-to for EVP evidence. I had an experience with them at Mansfield Prison. They were there. We caught an EVP together. It was on their website for a long time, but their website is now
taken down. I've never seen it or listened to it. So
I wish you could, because it was class A. It was we were in near the shower room. It was kind of like the back. I think it was the west side. Back at the very end, there's like kind of like a spiral staircase that goes up, and we were back there, and we had a small group. And they were doing an EVP session. They were trying to talk to the prisoners. And they had the recorder going. And they said, come on, we know you guys are here. Talk to us. You're not here. Come on. And they played it back right away. And after they said whatever they said, and I'm just kind of paraphrasing it because I can't really remember, but it came back and said, we're not bullshitters.
Yeah.
Sorry about the language, but that's exactly what it said. Mm-hmm. And it sounded like an old prisoner saying that. And it was freaky because everybody was like, oh,
yeah,
to capture something live like that in a place like that. But, you know, they're in the limelight.
They're in the limelight.
There's so much pressure.
There's tons of pressure. I mean, not saying that I'm famous or nothing, but it was just weird the day that I walked through that. We were at a convention and somebody came up to me and said that they love my videos and stuff. I'm like, really, were you drunk? But but it's like, I know being around the band and that, you get a lot of people that come up to you out in like airports and stuff, but we're just a small band here in Detroit. I mean, they tour the world, but just by people like that saying, hey, we've heard you, or that, and even me and you going to these conventions, people saying, yeah, we listen to your show. Could you imagine what it's like for like Debbie and Mark, mm-hmm. who are constantly in the limelight and constant.
They were, yeah.
You know, and it just.
But having prior issues because they had a history of domestic violence, allegedly, mm-hmm. I'm sure just added to it. And sometimes being out of the limelight after you were in the limelight can cause problems too, because you were so used to that level of recognition and you know, they traveled a lot, going to conventions, and, you know, it's really fun.
It is.
And then when people don't love you anymore, you know, I mean, look at, you know, like the history of Hollywood. They love you 1 minute, they hate you the next. Yeah.
And that turns into ghosts.
And problems. And look at Ryan Buell from Paranormal State. You know, he had demons that just, I'm not saying he had demons, but demons. I'm saying, in you know, he had issues.
I know some demonologists.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
One of the funniest things that we were at St. Joseph's last year, and we met Zach Bragan. This guy come in. He looked like him. He talked like him. He acted like him.
But he was about 2 feet shorter than Zach was.
He was about 18 or so, 17 or 18 years old. And he was a filmmaker, and we were just like, you know, it's like, dude, get your own image.
Yeah, like, you can't be somebody else. You have to be yourself, and you have to do your own investigations. You can't just go and say, okay, well, this is Mansfield, and I saw a prisoner.
Yeah.
So, okay, I saw prisoners. You got to get your evidence.
Yeah.
You know, get your photographs, get your EVPs, get your, you know, just recordings of what's going on there. Make your own show. Let's see some real evidence. Yeah. Let's see some real people's.
And that's how a lot of these guys in the shows got started, was they were doing their YouTube channels. They were doing that. And then the networks picked them up. So do your own thing, and you may be the next superstar.
Maybe we should do a reality show about doing a podcast, Joe.
Yeah.
The podcasters. Bum, bum, bum.
We're going ghost hunting so we can talk about it on our show.
We could get in a big fight. A food fight.
A food fight on the podcast. So it would just be like hearing noises of food flying through the air. So, but anyhow, a lot of these shows, you know, and I know I said it before, but it the reason we bring up the idea of this show is I talked to someone and they were like, they think that every time you go on a ghost hunt, it's exactly like the TV shows. And I had to tell them, no, it's not like that. You're taking, 15 to 17 hours worth of stuff and editing it down to a half hour show.
Yeah, but in that half hour show, you're probably only getting about 5 seconds of evidence.
Yeah.
Everything else is narration and B-roll and all that. But don't stop doing it. Oh, I mean, go out and do it. Like, go out and experience it. And, you know, maybe you don't believe in it. You watch it on the show. But until you experience it for yourself.
It's amazing.
It's really cool.
One of the weirdest things I said was, can you imagine sitting in a building with no electricity and your K2 meter starts going off and you're asking yes and no questions and you're getting answers that can be verified? You know, and then one of the tricks that I do when I do a
session.
When I do a session, is I'll throw in a question that is either a definite yes or no. Because if you keep getting yes, 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 and then you say, are you an elephant? And it says yes, then you know you're talking to an elephant. But no, it's just throw out one of those questions where you know it's a no if you keep getting yes over and over. So you can tell if the meter is just acting up. Or if you're getting a real conversation. But the weirdest thing and the most freaky thing is when there's no electricity and you're getting answers. And
it's great.
You're not screaming, bro.
Well, I always liked when we go to different locations and, you know, we've been to places that have electricity and don't have electricity.
Yeah.
But when you go to the places that are no heat, no water, no power, and all of a sudden you feel an electrical charge.
Yeah.
That's a freaky feeling.
And one of the coolest things, I think, and we've been to several locations that have been featured on TV shows, is getting there and seeing the place that you just saw a show about. So, you know, get out there, folks. Get out there and
Let us know ghost what hunt, you think.
You know?
Tell us your opinion of these shows. What do you think?
What is your favorite show and why? Not just saying, you know, like, because Zach's hair, but...
Or if you know of a show that, you know, isn't really popular, but maybe it's on YouTube or something, let us know if there's something different or unique out there that we haven't seen yet. That would be cool.
If it's on YouTube and you know them, get a hold of us and let's interview the stars.
We'll get them on the air.
Because, you know, we're talking about the reality versus TV, but it's nice to actually talk to the people that are actually doing it.
Yeah, what's it take?
Mm-hmm.
How many snacks are on set? We're all about the snacks.
That's right.
You little snack.
One of the things, too, is cool is we have a convention coming up that we're going to be at. And what's the date on that?
April 7th.
April 7th.
It's a Saturday.
At the Toledo Yacht Club. And Ghost Hunters did a show about the Toledo Yacht Club.
Yeah, it was a big deal. They had a launch party, you know, like a premiere party when the show came on and invited the public out. I didn't go because we were traveling that day. We were somewhere. We were in Gettysburg, I think.
I was going to say Gettysburg, yeah.
But interesting. But we'll be there. We're going to be there. You guys want to come out and see where something was filmed, a haunted location.
Mm-hmm. And stay tuned because we are going to interview
Chad and Heather from Erie Shores Paranormal.
Yeah, they're I'm looking at my notes. I'm like, I know them. Why am I looking at my notes? But we're going to be interviewing Chad and Heather from there. So stay tuned for that show coming up. They're going to talk about the show and talk about the event. All the people are going to be there. The most important people that are going to be there is me and Jen.
That's right. You're only coming there to see us.
Yeah. Cha.
Yeah. And going to come to our booth and buy a really cool t-shirt. We have I Speak EVP and Seriously Squatchy for all your squatchers.
Squatch.
And some cool stickers.
Yeah. But so squatch out and I can't segue.
Rock out with your squatch out. But anyways, folks, you know, thanks for listening. We love talking to you guys. We'll talk to you next week, bringing some more cool and interesting topics. But make sure you check out our Facebook page. We do have a Twitter.
Yes. And come to the show and bring us snacks.
Yes, we love snacks.
We want snacks at all the shows that we're going to be at. So, anyhow, thanks for tuning in this week, and we will talk to you next week. Let's leave them with some crud.
Bye, everybody.
Goodbye, everyone.